As we open up Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis once again, we look to the Torah to offer us some words of nechama, some words of chizuk, as we start a new cycle in a world that looks so different than it did a week ago. And the Torah tells us towards the end of Parshas Bereishis, the Sefer told us, Adam, when it goes through the long list of all of the children, the descendants of Adam through Noah's three sons, it tells us that Sefer told us, Adam, this is the book of the story of the history of man, the record of man. And as seemingly innocent as this word, this pasuk is, there is a comment in the Medrash and the Gemara Yerushalmi that this pasuk, according to Ben Azai, is the most klal gadol b'Torah. It is the greatest principle in all of the Torah. How could such a thing be? We know the Rabbi Akiva of Ahavta, the Reach HaKamocha, that sounds like a great principle. Love your neighbor as yourself. What does it mean that Ben Azai says this pasuk, the Sefer told us, Adam, this is the most important pasuk in the Torah? The Riven, in his commentary to the Medrash, says the following, that really it's about the end of the pasuk. When the pasuk says, the Sefer told us, Adam, biyom bra elokim, Adam bidmus elokim, asa osa, that Hashem made man in the image of God. Without getting into all the meaning of this pasuk, what the Riven explains is the following, that maybe a person thinks very low of themselves. Maybe they don't care that people mock them, belittle them, are not nice to them. And if they have a very low self-esteem, if they don't care what things are said about them, then they in turn won't care saying it to other people. So in comes the pasuk to tell us, in comes Ben Azai to tell us, even if you think low of yourself, you have to realize you are created B'Tselem Elokim. You are created in the image of God, and you should understand what that means. That the self-worth that gives you, the feeling of importance, of chashivas to every single person. But explains Rav Dov Weinberger in his Sefer the Shemen HaTov, the great principle, the klal gadol b'Torah, that's represented by this verse, is really by what happens beforehand. Before this pasuk, we learn about Cain, that even though Cain killed his brother, and the aftermath of the murder of Hevel, Cain nevertheless recovers and he settles down and he has a family and he rebuilds and eventually he continues to grow and to grow and to grow. What the Torah's elaboration on Cain's family, this idea is that Sefer told us of the record of man, is because despite what happened in the past, Cain was able to rebuild. And that's what Sefer told us of them, and its profound importance. In Ben Azai's view, the story of man and the story of the Jewish people is a story of downfall and ultimately of recovery, of bad things that are happening, of tragedies that might happen, of being knocked down and persecuted, and nonetheless regrowing, rebuilding, coming together once again. The Sefer told us, Adam. This is the greatness of man. The Sefer told us, Adam. And I think this is an important message for all of us. Only a week ago, our world looked very different. And with everything that has happened and all the bad and the tragedies, what is happening on the Shabbos between people lighting candles around the world, between the extra chasadim that have been done, between the miraculous stories of Bin Adam the Chaveiro that we're seeing, this is our people. This is the Jewish people, Mika Amcha Yisrael, as the Sefer told us, Adam, our ability to continue to rebuild and recover, to never be knocked down and only look at our past, but to grow once again. And this Shabbos we enter, it will feel very different, but we know that it's a Shabbos that will have more people keeping Shabbos than ever have. And it will be a Shabbos that maybe more Zemiros are sung and more learning is done and more Tehillim is said. What other nation could do something like this? The Sefer told us, Adam, this is our great trait. This is our great ability. This is our defining quality. To not only realize that there are times in our history that we have been knocked down, but to realize that what ultimately defines us and makes us who we are is our ability to rebuild.